Good morning, church.
Good morning, church.
It's so nice to see you. Boy, it's full in here. That's great. Well, here we are, January 8th. I have a few announcements for you. There's a discipleship class that's starting today. I think you can talk to Tracy about that if you're still interested. It's going to be 9 weeks long, and Pastor Kenny will be leading that. Also, bring a sack lunch if you're interested in coming. And if you haven't done so, check out Pastor Kenny's morning devotions. You're posting that on Facebook Monday through Friday. That's a great way to start your day. I don't think there are any other announcements. Does anybody have an announcement? Yes. It was a beautiful weekend celebrating Delaney's life, and just neat to see the church coming around your family. And so thank you to everyone who participated in any way at all, and be lifting that family up in your prayers as they have the next hardest part. Okay, well, I would like to go to prayer. Are there any prayer requests? Renelle?
Four children and a grandchildren.
Wow. Okay. Anything else?
Anything else?
Martha. Go ahead, Bonnie. Wow. Wonderful. Wow. Awesome. Yes. Okay. Anyone else?
Anyone else?
Okay, let's go to prayer. Father, you are a good Father, and you are sovereign, and you have such good plans. Your plans are the best. You know the plans you have for us, to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future, and the ultimate promise is a future life with you. So we thank you for your goodness, for your faithfulness. I want to lift up the family friend of Renelle's who has had significant loss in the last year or so, for four children and one grandchild. God, we don't understand these things, why some have to go through so much bitter sorrow. I just come against the spirit of death that is plaguing that family, and I just lift them up to you, Father, and I ask for your ultimate good, that you would use these events in their lives to turn their hearts to you, that you would use this to, if they're not close to you, that they would surrender to you. And I just ask for your perfect peace to come around them. I lift up Martha's client friend, Pete, and just ask, Lord, that you would help him recover and restore from the mini stroke. I praise you for his 94 years, and I thank you that you have numbered his days, and you know when you want to take him home. And I thank you that he is a believer and that he is blessed by Martha's ministry. And I just thank you for the care involved there, and I just ask for your best in that situation. I want to praise you for Brianna still being sober. Hallelujah. That is amazing. And as she said, only you can do that. So we just thank you for what you are doing in Brianna's life, and we look for more awesome news and good things happening there. And finally, I lift up the child's family to you. It's so hard. The next days and weeks and months, and the passing of time feels cruel. We don't want to leave that in the past. But I thank you for your peace, and I know that you are carrying all of them. Thank you for all the love and support that has been poured out, and I ask that it would continue. Father, I ask that in the darkest moments, when we don't have answers, that you would be so real and so near, and be the answer, that you would call hearts to you through these hard events. Thank you, God. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you would stand, we're going to sing some worship together.
There is power, wonder-working power in the blood. Yes, to Jesus, your King. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Words to them daily, his praises to sing. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait. Upon the Lord we will wait, upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait, upon the Lord we will wait, upon the Lord we will wait, upon the Lord our God.
You reign forever, our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on our wings like eagles. Strength arises, we wait
upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord.
Strength arises,
we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord our God.
You reign forever, our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on our wings like eagles.
And those who trust in the Lord will receive new strength. They will fly as high as eagles. They will run and not grow tired. They will walk and not grow weak. Isaiah 40, verse 31.
Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on our wings like eagles.
Thank you.
darkness we were waiting, without hope and without light. Till from heaven you came running, there was mercy in your eyes. To fulfill the law and prophets, to a virgin came the world. From a throne of endless glory, to a cradle in the dirt.
Lord, speak to me. I want to see how you see. Change my heart, Lord, and make me holy. If there's anything in my life that doesn't honor you today, I'm listening, Lord. Speak to me. Speak to me. I wanna be where you are. I wanna know, Lord, who you are. So when you call my name, I'll say to you, here I am. I'm listening, Lord. Speak to me. I wanna see how you see. Change my heart, Lord, and make me holy. If there's anything in my life that doesn't honor you today, I'm listening, Lord. Speak to me. Speak to me.
This is my deepest prayer, that as you go out into the world today or stay for class, which is what I really hope, but as you go today, as you go throughout your week, that you walk in faithfulness. Because he loves you, he's for you, and he wants what's best for you. Would you join me in prayer? Almighty God, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for the presence of your Spirit, Lord, who enables and empowers us to walk in this world as witnesses of your love, mercy, grace, and even your justice. Help us to walk in this world, Lord, according to your will and not our own. To be faithful. Help us to be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. Go in peace. Again, I want to encourage you all, if anybody wants to stay for the class, we've got extra books. So, and there is babysitting, correct? Or child care? Sorry about the babysitting part.